Yes, I sent a memo around about that.
The family went through Ellis Island and you had to change it to become more American.
Yes.
Ian the peon. You got me right.
Somebody didn't get the joke.
Welcome to Chesterfield Mall. We are in the food court here and will be for the next 3 hours with the large morning show in the afternoon, Friday edition, which means Joe Hipperson will be here to talk movies. Mike Evans will be here. Bill Cleveland will be here. We'll have the Harris Challenge. We'll have Knuckleheads in the news. And a living, breathing United States Marine will join us in a few minutes because they're doing the Marine Corps Toys for Tots drive, and we've had a terrific turnout for that. And you're welcome to come by and say hi and bring an unwrapped toy and put it in one of the bins, and we'll make sure it gets to some of the kids. And, yes, we are keeping our eye on this horrible story out of Littleton, Colorado, a suburb of Denver that we know too well from the Columbine incident in 1999. There's been another gun incident at the school there. The latest reports are that the shooter is dead, a self-inflicted wound, and there were two students at the school who were wounded. And how ironic that this takes place on the day before the anniversary of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, last year. John Carney, before he left, pointed out to me that we were doing this Toys for Tots drive remote last year on the day of that, and then we're doing one this year, and there's another school shooting. Very, very sad news, and we've got ABC covering that story, and they'll bring you updates throughout the afternoon. I have to admit that I am rarely inside a mall. Do the ladies in your lives drag you along to go shopping?
The ladies in our lives? I'm the shopper.
You are.
Oh, my God. I love shopping.
Do you voluntarily go to malls?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I take my daughter. My daughter and I have shopped together.
You drag her along.
I drag my daughter along. No, my daughter loves to shop, and I love to shop.
Now, when you say shopping, are you talking about going to buy something, or do you go to a mall and just spend a couple of hours there, and when you leave, you haven't purchased anything?
Both.
Oh, man.
Both. Ian has witnessed it because we've gone on our trips and we go out shopping and I love shopping for some reason. I have no idea why, but any woman that I've been with is not as big a shopper as I am.
Wow.
Although my girlfriend now, she loves to shop and so.
So that's why this relationship will last forever.
Yeah, yes.
Because at the lowest point of the day, you could just look at each other and go, "Let's go to the mall." I'm satisfied.
And she's not used to having somebody, I guess, that shops, that likes to shop.
So I'm gonna go to
the store. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And I'm like, I'll go. I love shopping.
Now, I will come to the mall to go to the movie theater. I will come to the mall to go to a couple of the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I have to go and I have to purchase a specific item, for instance, you know what? My jeans are getting worn out. I'm going to go and buy new jeans. I will go to the specific store where I know they sell the jeans. I will go in that store, buy the jeans, pay for them, leave, and depart the entire mall area. You're shaking your head like
yes.
You're the same.
Yes. The mall may see me on Christmas Eve every year. That's about it.
You're not a Christmas Eve last-minute guy, are
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I usually save one present for Christmas Eve because that really puts me in the spirit. But I'm there all the time. I'm at the mall. I'm at stores all year. So
wow.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I walk through that door, and I become like that 6-year-old boy being forced to go someplace with mom. Like, are we done yet? My wife won't even take me. I mean, she learned very early on, and we've been together a long time. She learned very early on, don't take him shopping because I don't enjoy going someplace with no purpose. I know that there is a purpose for her, which is to look around and see everything. But for me, if we're not actually going to a store to buy a thing or multiple things.
Right.
You know, like my official chair in our living room, the one that I sit in to watch football for 12 hours on Sundays and, you know, watch Survivor. And the springs in it are shot. We've had it for so long, and we need a new one. So last weekend, I agreed begrudgingly because my butt hurt, because it was for me. For me, I agreed to go with her, and we went to a few different furniture stores to look for it. And the moment I walked past the threshold of the first store, I felt that.
You started having that anxiety attack.
Oh,
and that,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been talk. They need to, like, make, like, a sports bar area by every dressing room inside. Like
a man cave.
Store. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, the uncomfortable bench doesn't do it. Again,
goodness.
I haven't done that in a long time. But you, being a newlywed, you're still in the you-have-to-go-to-the-mall-with-me phase.
Yes, and I'm lucky that she's not a big shopper at all. So we're kind of alike in that way. But this year, my sister had a wedding, so she had to get a dress for that. So there were a couple trips.
So why did you have to go?
To approve the dress.
To approve the dress, like you had any say in it.
Does my butt look big in this?
There's no correct answer to that question.
No.
Other than, no, honey.
No.
Absolutely
looks great.
Not. I've never seen you in anything that wasn't completely complimentary to your figure and personality. If you don't say that sentence in some form multiple times early on in your relationship,
yes,
you're not going to have a relationship for very long.
No.
Say, now my daughter, I'll call her and I'll say, what are you doing? She goes, I'm at the mall. I'm like, oh, I'll come up. No, Dad, I'm with friends. I'm with all these people and don't come up to the mall.
don't embarrass us, Dad.
Turned away now.
I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to come up to the mall anyway because I want to shop or do something. Ugh, okay, fine.
I was talking to a, I probably shouldn't say this young lady's name, but she's in her early 20s, and we all know her. And I told her about this thing about, you know, I'm going to a mall today, a place that I'm not really comfortable. Not that there's anything wrong with the mall. It's just it's not my thing. And she said, oh, that's just the way my dad is. And I said, your dad won't go to the mall? No. And then she paused for a second. She said, my boyfriend goes to the mall with me. And I said, yes, because he has an ulterior motive.
Yeah, he's a boyfriend.
And then she paused and looked at me, and I said, he wants to get laid. And then she got a grin on her face. She said, well, yeah. And I said, Dad, not so much. And she said, ew, 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 ew.
Ew.
But Chesterfield Mall is one of the nicer ones in the area. I don't diss malls. I don't, you know, for people who want to come and shop, there's plenty of stuff to do here, including
a carousel.
A carousel.
Yeah.
A merry-go-round right here in the center.
Yeah.
Now, when we first moved to West County, and my wife did bring me over here for some reason. Oh, because we had a little kid, and we wanted to take my daughter on that. When we got just before we were going to get on, or maybe when we got on and my daughter was sitting on the horse waiting for it to start, the guy who was running the ride came over and said, well, you know what, there aren't that many people on here, so I'm going to let it go a couple of extra minutes. There was no line. It was like middle of the afternoon. I'll let it go a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, that's very nice. That's terrific. And then the ride started, and Daddy remembered he gets motion sickness.
Oh.
And so
on the carousel?
Well, he...
Really?
I started feeling it within about 10 seconds.
Wow.
Not that I was going to hurl, but here's my daughter, who at the time was maybe 6 years old, and she wants the ride to go on forever. Yeah, more and more and more. And here's me, Daddy, going, okay, we're done. I'm giving the guy cut signals.
Were you on a horse that went up and down?
Yes,
or were you just sitting?
Of course I was. Of course I was.
You know, they got the old people
bench.
Yeah, that bench where you sit on the bench.
That was more your speed.
We'll just sit here. You guys go ahead and ride the horse and go up and down.
Even that would have done it for me. I mean,
really?
In this case, because I was on the one that went up and down and we're also going around, my inner ear was just completely freaking out.
Wow.
But, yeah.
I didn't see you on the roundup.
I'm not going. You won't even find me on the tilt-a-whirl.
Wow.
I can't handle just the way my brain chemistry is.
That's wild.
Is. Yeah. So what else do we have here this afternoon? Oh, wait, we got to talk for an update on this South African sign language interpreter.
Oh, man.
The latest on this guy is his excuse yesterday was that he's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
And that he, during the speeches that he was supposedly interpreting but wasn't actually interpreting, his excuse was that he was seeing angels coming into the stadium.
He had an episode.
He had an episode, schizophrenic episode, which was why he was doing the finger walking thing for things that didn't have to do with fingers or walking. I mean, the video of it was unbelievable. Now we find out that this guy has faced charges in the past of murder and rape and burglary and property damage.
Oh. Murder and rape and property damage.
Now, he was never convicted of any of those things, which may say something about the South African criminal justice system. I don't know. But how does this guy get to be on a stage 3 feet from the most important leaders in the world, including the President of the United States?
I know.
Yeah, South Africa yesterday was trying to take the stance that there was never a security risk here with we vetted him and things like that.
Yeah, well, the American officials who have been asked about this, they say, well, it was up to South Africa to vet everybody who was going to be on that stage and make sure that everything was going to be okay. And Ed Donovan of the Secret Service said that the Secret Service agents are always in close proximity to the president. You know, I didn't see anybody closer than Crazy Guy.
No.
He's 3 feet away. Yeah, I mean, he could have done some damage.
Even with waving hands.
Even if they're even if they're 3 feet away, even if they're standing right next to the president, this guy is still right there, and they're not expecting this guy. He's just signing and doing stuff. And
right.
In the middle of his signing, he could turn around and do something.
Yeah.
And they can't do anything.
But I like
about
Ian's
it.
Idea that while the guy is signing, he yeah. accidentally waves his arm so much he smacks the president in the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Gets wrestled to the ground
sorry,
by the Secret
Mr.
Service
president.
For that. Somebody did not do the vetting necessary there. And there was a meeting yesterday of the Congressional Deaf Caucus. And one of the congressmen who spoke there, Kevin Yoder, who's from Kansas, got up there and greeted everybody. And then he stopped for a second and he said, do I need to double check through that sign language interpreter that you're actually an interpreter? And then he said to the people in the crowd who all know sign language because
yeah.
they are advocates for the deaf community, he said, look, if she just starts making stuff up, will somebody please let me know? I thought that was pretty good. Let's take a break. Then we'll introduce you to one of the Marines who's here for the Toys for Tots drive. And you're welcome to come and join us at any time as well. We're in the food court at Chesterfield Mall. Come by and bring an unwrapped toy and be a part of the 2013 Toys for Tots drive. Brought to you in part by Nestle Purina, here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, well, as far as traffic goes, we do have an accident. It's on westbound 40 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard. The left lane is blocked. Traffic getting pretty jammed up there. If you're coming in on eastbound 70, it looks like we've got about a mile backup coming into Wentzville before Wentzville Parkway. It was an earlier accident that has been cleared. We're looking at southbound 270, pretty heavy from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, slow Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're already heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland. It's going to be slow again as you make your way from 270 out to the Boone Bridge, just in some far-apart pockets. And this traffic report brought to you by Hallmark. I told Santa you've been good all year, and we both had a good laugh. A Hallmark card makes like this can show that your loved ones, that you're thinking of them this holiday season. So don't forget to pick one up today, available where Hallmark is sold. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Friday.
So what?
Well, tomorrow we're on the air again.
Again?
Every Saturday.
When?
Unless we're not here.
No, we're here.
This Saturday on the Inside
yes,
Out Show.
This Saturday we're here.
When you call in, you get information about either growing something, killing something, fixing something, rebuilding something.
What time do I have to show up?
11 o'clock to 1 o'clock every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. We'll see you then on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-590-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down. because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. That's 855-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
Now's the time to add a pet to your family. This holiday season, adopt a dog or cat from the Humane Society of Missouri or St. Louis County Animal Care and receive $20 worth of Santa Paws Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to warm your heart and warm your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. New veterinary clients to the Humane Society's Animal Medical Center of Mid-America get in on this deal, too. Every new client also receives $20 worth of Santa Paws Scratchers tickets with a top possible prize, $25,000. Before the end of this year, adopt a pet at any Humane Society of Missouri Adoption Center, St. Louis City, Maryland Heights, Chesterfield Valley, or at St. Louis County Animal Care in Olivet, or become a new client at the Animal Medical Center of Mid-America for your chance to be the next big Missouri Lottery winner. Details at hsmo.org.
Each Christmas, thousands in our community send messages of hope to sick and injured children who may not be able to come home for the holidays. At SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center, we celebrate the birth of Jesus and the season of giving, bringing hope to the many children, parents, and families that we serve. Our patients are filled with hope as they receive a message each day from the treasure chest beneath our tree of hope. Help us reveal God's healing presence this Christmas. Send your message of hope at glennon.org.
The premier home improvement company in St. Louis is America West. Over 2,000 satisfied homeowners have made America West a proud member of Angie's List. During this cold season, let America West install insulated vinyl siding or energy-saving thermal windows in your home. America West also refinishes kitchen cabinets, saving you thousands over the cost of replacing your cabinets. Visit Kitchen Cab STL today to get deep discounts on cabinet refinishing. Call 636-576-1776 or go to Kitchen Cab STL.
For boots, bullets, britches, and baloney, you've got to come to Crane's. Crane's Country Store in Williamsburg, Missouri is a tourist destination. Just west of St. Louis, Crane's is nothing like you have ever seen. A true working country store with work supplies, clothing from Carhartt and Filson, case knives, and firearms, too. Sit around the pot-bellied stove and enjoy one of their famous $2 sandwiches. Going to a Mizzou game? Stop by next time, one block north of Highway 70 at the Williamsburg exit to Crane's Country Store. Find them on Facebook at Crane's Country Store.
At the Gaysworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. A St. Louis tradition for 25 years, they offer residents personalized service and a variety of lifestyle options. Their warm residential setting and commitment to quality ensures that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Visit them on the web or Facebook, or schedule a personal tour and see for yourself how the Gaysworth does senior living your way.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
The 2013 Nestle Purina and Toy Drive continues live from Chesterfield Mall. Here's the large morning show in the afternoon with a bunch of people too numerous to mention on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah, we couldn't possibly mention Paul Harris, Eon the Peon, Dan Strauss, and United States Marine Gunnery Sergeant Dwayne Richards, who joins us now.
Yes, sir.
Do I call you Sarge? Do I call you Dwayne? What do you want?
Gunnery Sergeant Dwayne Richards. Dwayne works for me.
Welcome to the show. We're happy to have you and your fellow Marines here, and we're happy to be a part of your Toys for Tots drive. You know, we always say it's the KTRS Toys for Tots drive. No, that's a lie. It's the Marine Corps that's been doing the Toys for Tots drive for, do we know how many years?
45 years now.
Wow. And how's the turnout here today?
It's turned out great. This is the best turnout I've seen in the last few weeks.
Now, I was really talking to you a few minutes ago when somebody came up and brought a bunch of teddy bears.
Yes, the little kiosk station down the aisle there brought three boxes of teddy bears. I didn't even know what was going on. It looked like my staff sergeant was making some kind of deal over there in the corner. And I come back from the using the head, which is the bathroom, and all of a sudden a bunch of teddy bears popped up. I was like, oh, this is, all right, here we go. You're going to get in trouble now.
You thought there was some sort of teddy bear contraband being dealt with?
You know, I didn't know what to expect.
Did you turn the head fan on? When you went in?
I did. Okay, and good. I washed my hands.
Good. Beautiful.
I'm a great American. There you go.
Dan's in charge of hygiene on the show.
Yeah.
They're clean. Look at them.
So we were also talking in the last segment about how Dan is the only one on the show who actually likes to shop. And you just told me before we went on the air, you're not a shopper either.
I'm not a big fan of walking around the stores, you know. I'll enjoy the fruits of the labor, the effort that goes into it, I'm not a big fan.
In other words, if you need a product, you go buy a product.
Online.
Oh! Yeah. Click here, send to my house.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. So how long have you been a Marine? Well, it's a stupid question because I know once a Marine, always a Marine, and I could ask you that in 50 years, and I'm still a
Marine.
Semper Fi, I understand. But how long have you been in?
It's going to be 17 years here real soon, yeah. So
congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you got a nice little fruit salad there on your chest?
Oh, it's nothing. Yeah, it's real humble about that. Just
Can you tell me about one of them?
Yeah, we got this one right here, Sea Service Deployment Ribbon. Mm-hmm. It's got 3 stars. This means it's been deployed 4 times because the ribbon stands for 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, where have you been deployed?
I've been deployed to Okinawa, Japan, Philippines, Thailand, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Chesterfield Mall.
What a dump compared to those other places.
I tell you, get attacked by teddy bears.
Obviously, Iraq and Afghanistan would be the toughest of those assignments.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
what
sir.
Was the best of those assignments?
The best of those assignments? I would have to say, Chesterfield Mall, if you want to call there. But I would have to say probably
Enough
Thailand.
Sucking up. That's okay.
I'd have to say Thailand. Probably Thailand.
Why?
Just because the people were great. Very nice. They'd give you the shirt off their back, the food out of their cupboard. Mm-hmm. Just real genuine people.
Weather a little better.
Yeah, little warmer. I'll tell you that. It was, yeah.
But, yeah. Is it tropical temperatures there all year round?
It is. It is tropical year round.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I like it. I'm actually from Florida, so I'm the tropical weather, so.
So weather like today, where we're right on the cusp of freezing rain and messy stuff this evening, not your cup of tea.
I'm scared. A little, you know. This is my first winter here, and driving here to the mall in the rain was I was a little nervous. But
a man who has been to Iraq and Afghanistan was scared driving to the Chesterfield Mall because the precipitation might freeze a little bit.
And he should be with the St. Louis drivers in the rain.
That's what it was. And I know I don't know how to drive in it yet, but I'm going to learn.
If only we had an up-armored Humvee for you to get you around town. So Thailand, Philippines... What was the third tropical place you said you went
Okinawa.
To? Okinawa. Okinawa. What's that like?
It's great. Another great place, great people, beautiful water.
And what do you do there as a Marine? I mean, I know if I asked somebody in the Marines 60, 70 years ago, I know what they've been doing then. But in 2013, what are we doing in Okinawa?
It's real simple. We're going over there, and it's relations with their forces and training with them.
Uh-huh.
That's what we do in the whole scenario.
And are you going out on missions from there, or are you basically?
No, it's all. Every time I've been over to Okinawa, Thailand, or Japan, it's all been peacetime and just training with the local populace.
Is it training every day?
It's not every day.
Is there such a thing as a day off for a Marine in Okinawa or other places?
There's a couple of days off, and it's beautiful. That's when you get out there to get to see the local populace and participate in the local
And what do you do events. For fun? Be honest now. Nobody in Okinawa can hear us. I happen to know our internet feed does not go to Okinawa, so what do you do for fun there?
Well, if they could, they'd be proud of me because I like to fish. That's what I like to do. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my hobbies.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
All right. So mention some of the other Marines who are here with you today.
We got Staff Sergeant Fisher right here. He's actually the Toy Stock Coordinator this year of 2013, being out here. And then we got PFC Dowd. Yeah, Dowd. And his cousin actually works for the here on the radio
Anders.
Station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry. You're the one about that.
You're the one who has
way.
A real career. He's doing something real with your life.
Wow.
Contributing to humanity, unlike us radio people who just, we grow beards and go to malls and broadcast.
Did you see your cousin, how shabby he looks? He's got his hair and everything. You guys need to hold him down and cut that hair. And
I will give you $100 if right now you go get a razor somewhere and give him a marine shave.
Oh, man.
Double dog dare you.
He threw out the double dog, so it's getting bad.
Well, 45 years the Marines have been collecting toys for kids, and all the toys that people bring here are going to stay here in the St. Louis area. They don't get shipped out to Okinawa or Florida or anywhere else. They stay here in the St. Louis area, and we do have several bins that are so full that we're now collecting next to the bins. And you're welcome to come by here. We'll be doing the show until 6 o'clock. Marines will be here until then. And
yes,
you can
sir.
Come by, say hi, thank them for their service, and contribute a little bit of something. Terrific. Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Gunnery Sergeant Dwayne Richards here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Okay, a couple of other things on our desk. We are keeping an eye on the shooting story out of Arapahoe High School in Colorado, a suburb of Denver. It is 8 miles away from Columbine High School and 17 miles away from the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, where those horrible shootings took place in the last year. We now know that the shooter was a student at the school who was targeting a specific teacher when he came in through a side entrance of the school.
Mm. Colorado has just been through this way too many times.
Just absolutely horrible. You can imagine what goes through the mind of people in Littleton, Colorado, which is the town where Columbine is located. This is the same school district. That teacher, by the way, escaped unharmed, but two students did not. We hear from ABC News that two of the students were shot. One of them has what they call a major injury, and one of them has a minor injury. I don't know what that means exactly, but major injury from a bullet.
Doesn't sound good.
That is not good.
Mm-hmm.
The other odd story from Colorado yesterday was after the Broncos-Chargers game on Thursday Night Football, mm-hmm. there was apparently a stabbing in the parking lot outside of the stadium. And I saw this on CNN this morning. I didn't have the sound on. I just saw the headline on the screen, and I wrote it down. Stabbings after NFL game in Denver, apparently over parking space, not football. Why would they have to tell us that?
Over a parking space.
We're glad it wasn't over football, because that would really be bad.
Well, I guess after there's been a couple fights out in California, baseball-related, and usually it's team versus team, so maybe they were just trying to establish that it was over a spot.
Yeah. Oh, it was much more civilized than something sports-related.
Not the Denver-San Diego rivalry.
Oh, yeah, in San Francisco, the Dodger fan was there, remember? And then he got stabbed.
Yeah.
And now they're fighting over parking spaces. You hear about that with people in malls and people going shopping for Christmas, that they will get in fights and all this other stuff about parking spaces. We were talking about parking spaces. Hey, Fred Bird's here. We were talking about...
Have a seat, Fred Bird.
Now, Fred Bird put on the headphones, and he put on the... he's got the microphone on, but Fred Bird doesn't talk.
No. Oh, he forgot.
What are you doing?
He forgot that he doesn't talk.
He forgot he doesn't talk.
You're welcome to sit and listen, though. You know, I've seen Fred Bird 100 times. I never realized you have the largest hat on a human. Well, you're not a human, so
no.
What am I saying? Fred Bird, I got it.
Oh.
I got it. So if you come out here to the mall and drop off some, thank you for the fist bump. I appreciate that. If you come out here and drop off something at the mall.
That's good. You had Paul
Fred
has
Bird's
a little sweaty
Paul's
head.
Head.
So Paul, Fred Bird is.
Thank you, Fred Bird, for buffing me. You can say hi to Fred Bird and bring the kids out, and they can have pictures taken with Fred Bird and all the rest. So what the hell were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Parking spots.
Oh, parking spots.
Very good.
We had a thing.
You know what? We have to bring Ian everywhere because he puts a finger. You know what? Unlike you and me, when he's reading something and somebody talks to him, he puts his finger down on that page so he can come back to it.
He does it.
He bookmarks pages online so he can go back to them later on.
No, he's not fazed by Fred Bird. Unlike us, we got all
you guys
goofy.
All got, like, well, childlike.
I got buffed.
You did. You got buffed by Fred Bird, and Fred Bird was looking at me and almost put his beak on me and stuff. And
yeah,
just kind of threw me off. So
what were we talking about again?
Parking spots.
Yeah. Right.
But in the malls and everything, people will get in fights. Well, we were talking about this yesterday about. Here comes Fred Bird again. So.
There's names for the
different
people.
Yeah, there's names
that,
for different people. And,
you know,
the stalker.
The stalker that'll follow people around from lane to lane. Watching people with their bags in their hands.
Yep.
This is not TV. It's radio. So Fred Bird's doing all this stuff to us. And
yeah.
We can't. No one else can see it.
You know, I've actually had magicians do close-up magic on a radio show, and it worked because I was there to describe it.
Yeah.
But mime...
It was hard to say. Fred Bird was shaking his butt on Paul. His tail feathers. Thank you, John. His tail feathers.
Mime and juggling. Just not good radio entertainment.
No.
But
sign language. That's another one.
I have seen people. Sign language. You know what? I've checked with our sign language interpreter. She also is not getting a single thing right today, but then I think she's not paying attention to us.
Oh, wow. But I've seen people yell at people in the parking lots and stuff. And people
Christmas time is the worst.
Standoffs and stuff. Oh, yeah. And I don't care about parking as far away as I can from the mall.
You know, when I pulled in here, I knew that it was going to be really packed close up, so I parked maybe 5 or 6 rows away, which seemed like a good idea at the time, but later on when we go out in the freezing rain after the show...
You'll regret that.
Yeah, we're going to wish that they had valet parking here at the mall.
Oh.
There are malls that have valet parking.
There are.
I think West County has it.
I think so, yeah.
I park down on Timberlake Manor, so I have a little bit of walk.
I'll give you a lift.
Okay.
You scrape the ice off my car later, and I'll give you a lift over to Timberlake Manor.
All right.
A couple of other stories I want to get to here on my desktop. We're not a sports show. In fact, the combined knowledge of everyone on the show, including Frank, would not fill one appendage of the knowledge of John Hadley or Jim Huer or any of the people who are in our sports department. Certainly not Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. But we do occasionally see oddball sports stories, and this is one of them. There's a guy in West Virginia named Christopher McComas who saw on ESPN that the University of North Dakota was firing their head football coach, and they're looking for a new coach. Have you guys talked about this yet?
No, but I saw this today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he decided to apply for the job, even though he has never coached a real football team in his life. He works in IT in Marshall University in West Virginia. So he sent a letter to Brian Faison, who is the athletic director at UND, and here's what the letter said. Mr. Faison, I'd like to express to you my interest in your now open position for a head coach of football at the University of North Dakota. Currently, I work in IT at a college in West Virginia, but I have many years of experience with football, starting with attending my first game when I was 3 years old. And in the past 30 years, I've only missed a handful of home games. I've gone to many road games and all of their bowl games. So you can see already, he's got football experience.
Yes.
All the while, I played various football games on Madden, on Sega Genesis, and I completely dominated with the Bills and Thurman Thomas. Seriously, was he a beast on the game, or was he a beast because I was a football genius controlling him? I then moved to a PlayStation gaming system and purchased NCAA football every year. I put together several programs that completely dominated the recruiting scene, and college football winning several national titles with Marshall University. I took them from a decent mid-American conference school on the game to a perennial national power that makes Nick Saban look like a chump. One year, my third-string quarterback left school early to enter the NFL draft, and he was a first-round draft pick. Boom! This is why he wants to be the head football coach of a real college. He says, my football philosophy is basically an attacking one. We're going to give air raid a whole new definition. How many times do you think a team can pass in a game? Well, challenge accepted. We're going 5 wide, and we're chucking the pigskin all over the place. We never punt. We kick onside every time. Chip Kelly will be calling me to learn my offense. We'll be putting on a new exciting brand of football, and we'll pack them into your into your stadium night in and night out. So go ahead and blow the roof off the place. You're going to have to add 35,000 seats after I take over.
Yeah, he's referencing there's a high school coach. I don't know what in what state, but that's his offense.
Chip Kelly?
Never punt. No, not Chip Kelly. I don't know what the guy's name is, but he's a coach of a high school team. They never punt. They go for it on every fourth down. They onside kick every play because he's done the math, and it works out to do it that way with their system. So that's what he's referencing.
He says, I would love to speak to you about this. So P.S., there's a PowerPoint attached with more information. Then he wrote another P.S. I prefer Coke to Pepsi, so go ahead and fill the fridge in the coach's office with Coke for me. Well, I can see why you think you're so qualified to do that. After all, you've been playing Madden for all these years, and you've gone to football games.
He has not heard back from the college. That's the latest I've heard.
You know what? If they hired him, do you know how much press they would get?
Yeah, but how would that be for the actual team?
What do you think?
What if the team actually started winning? What if they started doing really, really well? All of a sudden they go to a bowl game and it's crazy. It'd be crazy. I'd take a chance.
You would take the chance.
I'd take a chance and do it.
Yeah. How much do you think the head football coach at the University of North Dakota makes? Certainly more than an IT guy at Marshall University, but.
Well, you could
75?
You could lower.
Oh, more than that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
They're a Division II school, right? LA.
It's got to be six figures at least.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, some of these top coaches, don't they make $2-4 million a year?
But that's with the big system.
I know, but that's a bigger school, so I think 75 is low.
But then you go to the people at the college and say, hey, we'll give this guy $75,000. If he does well, then we talk about another contract.
If he does well, we'll get him the new Xbox One.
There you go.
that's all this guy's going to care about.
Prove yourself on some newer systems first. Your Genesis references aren't going to cut it.
Sega Genesis. That's like saying, I love my AOL.
Yeah.
I have 1,000 free hours on this floppy disk right here. Bing, bong, bong, bing. And the other story I wanted to mention here before we take a break is that they're still talking about allowing cell phones on airplanes. Now, you can take your cell phone on your airplane, but you can't use it while you're on board the airplane. And what they want to have people do, they're talking about the FCC and the FAA giving people permission to use the cell phones on the plane. And once they announce this, the backlash from the public, most people think like I do, which is, I don't want to be on a plane for 1 hour, let alone 4 hours, to go like to California and be sitting next to somebody who's talking the entire time on their phone.
Yeah.
You know the conversation is going to start. You won't believe where I am.
Oh, yeah. Everybody seems to talk louder when they're on a cell phone.
It's bad enough when the plane is taxiing, either going or coming back.
Yeah.
The amount of people that get on their phones. All right, we're here now.
Yeah, we just landed. We're going to be at the gate in about 2 minutes, and then I'm going to go get my luggage, so meet me out front. I'll call you.
That's obnoxious enough as it is.
They call from the plane, then they get off the plane. Now I'm in the terminal.
Yeah.
I'm walking past Sparrow, and now I'm going past the newsstand. Yeah. No, I see you. Can you see me? Oh, shut up.
What?
There's my black suitcase coming out. Oh, wait. Nope, that's not mine.
I'm looking for mine. It has the yellow ribbon on it.
But even if it's not some sort of innocuous conversation on board the plane, I don't want to hear your personal conversation.
No.
We are sitting right next to each other. We're jammed in there. It's an uncomfortable place to be. Nobody likes to be in there. And just because you're uncomfortable in the middle seat, don't do that to both of your neighbors, plus the people in front of you and behind you. Look how many people you're going to affect when you're doing that. Oh, yeah, the meeting is now scheduled for Tuesday. We thought it would be Monday. You know, all of that yelling that would be going on.
No, I stopped. I got you an I Heart St. Louis sweatshirt. So,
or describing a mental condition.
Yes.
No, the diarrhea would not stop. We think we might have, we're talking about our dog. Oh, just all of that. So because of the backlash, the FAA and the FCC both say that they're going to approve that because, as they've proven, these electronic devices don't have any effect on the avionics of the plane or anything else
right.
on board the plane. But now the Department of Transportation, Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says, you know what, if they don't stop it, we will probably stop it because we're hearing from so many members of the public that they do not want this. We might allow people to text.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, texting would be, yeah, why wouldn't you text? You could text.
Which for anybody under 25 is the same or more important than phone calls.
Right.
Oh, that's all they do is text.
My daughter will have an entire conversation with a friend of hers by texting.
Back and forth 15 times.
Yes, and I'll say, you know, you could have called Lynn and just said that to her. Dad, leave me alone.
I've asked my daughter about that. I've asked my nieces about that. Why don't you just call? We don't do that. We don't call. I find myself texting.
I texted both of you, I think, today about something.
Yes.
I know I texted Ian about something just because
it's an easy one-line thing.
I want to say one sentence to
right.
you. If I call you, hey, how you doing? I'm good.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to talk to you about this thing. Then it, you know, it's going to take maybe 2-3 minutes tops. But still, I can text it to you, and then I can go on with my day.
Yes,
but you sent Ian a text, but I actually called you.
Yes, you did.
He's a caller. He loves to talk on the phone.
He's definitely a caller. Should we tell people what you called? Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about why you called me this morning.
Okay.
All right. We're live at the Chesterfield Mall. We're in the food court for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots Drive, brought to you by Nestle Purina, here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, the rain is wreaking havoc on the traffic. Here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, they're still working with this accident on westbound 40 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard, and they have the left lane blocked. Traffic is backed up approaching, looks like Winghaven about now. Westbound 44, you're slow in that right lane from Lindbergh, trying to ramp onto southbound 270. Southbound 270 is stop and go in pockets from Page down through Doherty Ferry and then from Highway 44 to Gravoy. Eastbound 270 slow, McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. And southbound 170, you're jammed up from Del Mar down through Highway 40. I also had a KTRS listener call in and say, please turn your headlights on. And I did look at the cameras. Believe it or not, even with this rain and with it getting darker outside, people still don't have their headlights on. So with this rain and everything, please turn your headlights on. For everyone's sake. And this traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. Boot up your holidays during the boot sale at Famous Footwear. Get into the best women's boots starting at $49.99 and girls' boots starting at $34.99. Famous Footwear, victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Now back to the 2013 Nestle Purina Toy Drive, live from Chesterfield Mall. Here's the large morning show in the afternoon, along with Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian the Peon on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Ian the Peon.
Yes.
Wrong with you.
Come on, voicer guy.
All right, so before the break, Dan, I teased that we would talk about this thing you saw on TV this morning. Tell people quickly what it was.
It was Jack Nicholson on the Andy Griffith Show when Aunt Bee was a juror, and it was a very young Jack Nicholson. I saw this, and I thought, holy cow. And he starts talking. I'm like, that's Jack Nicholson.
And so he calls me. You won't believe what I just saw. And I said, well, I'm not surprised. I can imagine that Jack Nicholson in his early days would take all sorts of acting jobs because we're talking 63, maybe?
Oh, at
66?
Least. Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere like that?
Yeah, in the 60s. But yeah. Also, his name on the stand was Jenkins. And that's a name that you use all the time.
I use all the time. Whenever I'm talking about some employee of some company that's in trouble, Jenkins, what did you do with lunch?
He always says Jenkins. And that just blew up with me. I'm like, oh, I got to call Paul.
Well, you know what I did? I went on YouTube. Mitch, do we have the audio of Mr. Nicholson on the stand on the Andrew Griffith Show trial? Roll it.
Well, I was watching a movie on TV, and the set went out on me. It was about 9 o'clock. I figured Bryce's was still open, so I'd take the set down there, have it repaired, and get it back by morning.
Go on.
When I got down there, the front door was locked. I saw a light around the back, so I went around the alley, and the back door was open. I figured somebody was in there, so I took the set and went in. There wasn't nobody there.
Go on.
Well, I was coming out of the place, and that's when Charles Keyes called out to me. I figured this has got to look bad, me coming out with the set. So I beat it. Your witness.
Why, that lawyer did a great job, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had some really good questions prepared. Go on.
But the entire time you see Jack Nicholson doing his stuff, and then all of a sudden they pan over and you see Aunt B, and then you see Goober. And
yeah. Goober, Andy, and Opie, were in one. Did they call it a gallery?
Yeah, I guess so.
In
yeah,
court, I don't know, or whatever it is. They're watching this, and Aunt B is. She looks like she's the only juror who's really paying attention and listening, like absorbing and analyzing what this guy is saying.
Yeah.
There are everybody else on the jury is a man.
Yeah.
So
oh yeah,
it was like 11 angry men and Aunt B.
Yes.
That's what they should have called it. And I only know it from that 52-second clip that we just played, but you watched the episode, and what happened?
I watched the episode. He was Aunt B. It was a hung jury because Aunt B was the only one. The other jurors thought, he's guilty. There's no reason to vote. And Aunt B was, well, he looks like a nice young man. It turns out that he wasn't. And Andy, being Matlock that he is, solved the case right there in the courtroom.
Of course he
and
did.
It was another guy in the courtroom that actually did it, and Jack Nicholson was not guilty.
Now, I'm curious about this. Andy is the sheriff of Mayberry.
Yes.
Had he arrested this guy? Were we actually seeing part of the Sheriff Andy Taylor justice system?
No, I think this was in Mount Pilot. I don't think this wasn't in Mayberry.
Why was Aunt B a juror
in Mount Pilot?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Because they didn't want to have it be part of the Sheriff Andy Taylor justice system.
That's right.
Let's move it over to Mount Pilot,
then
she won't know anybody, nobody will know her, nobody will ask for apple pie.
That's
the real reason right there.
Ooh, you're right, Paul, yes.
And thank goodness Floyd the Barber wasn't
there. No, he wasn't.
We'll take a break for the 4 o'clock news, an update on the shooting at the school in Colorado, and then we'll continue with another hour live from the food court at the Chesterfield Mall as part of the Marine Corps Toys for Tots Drive. And Joe Hipperson will be here to talk movies on KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, a parent grateful her daughter is alive. That daughter was texting her during today's school shooting in Centennial, Colorado.
She said it was very close. She was nauseous over there, because she's...